When talking about health care, a consequence of getting that care is high cost and sometimes medical debt. I'm Al Waller, and on today's episode of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the nonprofit Transamerica Institute, we once again have Hector De La Torre, Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies, here to talk to us about how to deal with high medical bills, even when you have health insurance. Hector, thank you for being here today. So we've heard about the extreme cases of medical debt leading to bankruptcy. Why does this happen?
Well, we can start with a 2015 Kaiser Family Foundation study that found that the insured were a bit more likely to declare bankruptcy, 3%, compared to the uninsured, 1%. That's triple. That could be because they thought they were protected from medical bills. Many were not prepared for unexpected deductible and coinsurance costs. Almost a third weren't aware that a particular hospital or service wasn't part of their plan. And one in four found that the insurance denied their claims.
What about high medical costs? That leads to medical debt.
In our fifth annual Transamerica Center for Health Studies survey, we found that being able to pay for the care needed was the most important characteristic of healthcare, and that nearly one in five Americans were unable to afford routine healthcare expenses in addition to their premiums. So, as I just mentioned, high healthcare costs for patients can severely impact folks who do not know what to expect.
Well, it seems like there's some healthcare insurance jargon here that could be confusing. Perhaps you could highlight the basics of paying for healthcare with insurance.
First of all, premiums are your monthly payments for health insurance. We all have those that are insured.
Mm-hmm.
On doctor visits or for medical services, many of us commonly have to pay a co-payment up front, which is a fixed dollar amount, usually around $15 to $40 per visit or per treatment, for covered medical care, including prescription drugs. In addition, deductibles are the amount you pay for covered medical care before the health insurance begins to pay.
Right.
This amount can be in hundreds or thousands of dollars, depending on your health insurance. So you pay every dollar up until the deductible is hit, and then the insurance kicks in. After you've paid your deductible, the health insurance will typically pay 70 to 80% of your covered medical care, and you are responsible for the remaining amount, which is called a co-insurance payment because it's combined with the insurer's payment to pay the full cost.
Well, for those of us who might not know, what is the difference between in-network and out-of-network healthcare providers, and how does that affect the cost?
This is probably the most important issue for folks who end up with a lot of medical debt. I referenced being part of their plan earlier, which means that in-network providers have a set rate with the health insurer, which lessens the costs of patient care. When a doctor or hospital is not in their plan, they are out of network, and so do not have a contract with the health insurer, and it costs more. You have to be sure to check with the insurance company about which providers are in network so that there are no surprise high medical bills. Important to note that the Affordable Care Act mandates that in medical emergencies, insurance companies cover out-of-network charges at the same rate as an in-network provider. It acknowledges that in an emergency, you don't have a choice. But a health insurer may challenge what is and is not an emergency.
Well, thank you, Hector, for this valuable consumer information. For more information on understanding health insurance options and how to make the best health care decisions that are right for you, please visit www.transamericainstitute.org in the health section. And thank you for listening to ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the nonprofit Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Al Waller on WYPR.